This way and that the Trojans shrank away, and soldierly Menelaus led their quarry by the hand out of the fight to where his driver brought his chariot up. Now Ajax, charging, brought down Doryclus, a bastard son of Priam. Then he wounded Pandacus, Lysandrus, and Pyrrhus, Pilates too. As when a river in flood from mountain snowfields reaches the flat land whipped by a storm of rain, it sweeps away hundreds of withered oaks, hundreds of pines, and casts black tons of driftwood in the sea, so Ajax in his glory swept the field, wrecking both chariots and men. But Hector had no report of it, being in a fight along Scamander Bank on the left wing amid great slaughter, where a battle cry indomitable had risen around Nestor and soldierly Idomeneus. These Hector faced in battle. He performed prodigies in spearmanship and chariot handling, making havoc in the young men's ranks. And yet the Achaeans might not yet have given him passage, had not Alexandrus, husband of Helen, put a stop to Machaon's gallantry with one bowshot, an arrow triple-barbed in the right shoulder. And the grimmest Achaeans feared for him, feared the enemy might take him now that the tide of war had turned. Idomeneus called over at once to Nestor, "Son of Neleus, glory of Achaeans, quick, remount your car and let Machaon come aboard, and make your team race to the ships. A surgeon is worth an army full of other men at cutting shafts out, dressing arrow wounds." Nestor, Gerenian lord of horse, complied, regaining his own chariot as Machaon, son of the healer lord Asclepius, came aboard. Nestor flicked his team, and willingly they ran for their safe haven at the ships. At Hector's side, Cebriones made out the melee's pattern. "You and I," he said, "are fighting, Hector, on the outer edge of a great deafening battle. Other Trojans are in confusion, chariots and men. Telamonian Ajax flurries them. I know him well. He is the one who bears the wide shield round his shoulders. Why not guide our horses toward him where the charioteers and infantry are locked in deadly combat, putting each other in the dust? Their cries are never still." At this he shook out reins to his glossy team with blowing manes, and used the cracking whip. And when they felt the lash, they drew the nimble chariot briskly on through Trojans and Achaeans, trampling shields and bodies of the dead. The axle tree beneath was blood-bespattered. Round the car the rails were spattered. From the horses' hooves and from the wheel rims blood flew up in spray. Into the man-eating moil Hector now longed to plunge and make a breach. He pressed the Achaeans, never gave way an inch to any spear, but ranged among the ranks of other fighters, using his javelin, long sword, and big stones, and shunning only Ajax in the combat. Zeus took it ill when he engaged his betters.